This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root, after yesterday, one of the great days in the history of my show, one of the great days in the history of conservative talk radio. So many great things happened yesterday. It filled the whole 3 hours like went by in a minute. And today is not the same type of day. It isn't like there's great news out today. What's out today, yesterday was Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn. All charges dropped, and Shelley Luther, the hair salon gal in Dallas, let out of prison, and the Attorney General of Texas on her side, the Supreme Court of Texas on her side, the governor on her side, lieutenant governor on her side, $500,000 raised at GoFundMe, and 100 other things happened that were all good news yesterday. Today is more digging in to the facts of what a scam we're up against. The entire media is a giant scam that's against us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And important to note, media matters. If you go to Wikipedia, they'll tell you Media Matters is funded by George Soros. He's one of the funders, but really one of the biggest ones they've got. And every time I attack and call out George Soros, within 24 to 48 hours, there's a Media Matters report that attacks Wayne Root. Is that not amazing? Is that not proof that I'm one of the top conservative voices in America, influencers in America, that they're out to get me and they watch every single tweet like Glenn Close boiling bunnies? They're obsessed with Wayne Allyn Root like nothing I've ever seen. And it's not just Media Matters, and it's not just billionaire George Soros that is on a hit parade against Wayne Root. It's every single liberal I could think of. Every word I say, every tweet I put out. I've said this before. Twitter is fraud. Facebook is fraud. Social media is fraud. And they have turned it to the point where it's complete censorship and banning, and they won't let anyone join. They won't let anyone see my stuff, my posts, and my own fans can't find my posts. But every liberal organization sees every one of my tweets and my posts. How is that possible? And how are they all looking? How is it possible the Attorney General of New York, a Trump hater, who ran by saying I'm going to put Trump in prison, who's obsessed with Trump like Glenn Close boiling bunnies too? That kind of person with Trump derangement syndrome was reading Wayne Root tweets and sent a cease and desist about silver to Wayne Root from a tweet where I literally told people my own personal health system and what vitamins I take? Have you ever heard anything like this? This entire thing is tied together with big pharma and vaccines and coronavirus. I've never seen anything like this in my life. And who's behind the vaccines? Billionaires like George Soros and Bill Gates, multi-billionaires. There's a video out of a woman, a famous scientist, who says Fauci's a fraud and Fauci ruined her life and Fauci put her in prison. So what? I merely tweeted out, take a look at this video and make your own decision. I didn't say I was on her side. Wayne Root has never been anti-Big Pharma because there's a lot of great miracle drugs discovered by Big Pharma. And for the most part, Big Pharma contributes to Republican causes. Why would I be anti-Big Pharma? And I've never been completely anti-vaccine. I think there are some vaccines that are completely unnecessary, and I think there are some vaccines that have poisons in them. I think vaccines would be fine if you just got rid of all the poison in them. Why are you putting bad stuff in vaccines? You have good stuff in vaccines that prevent disease. Why do you put bad stuff in there as filler? So I wouldn't take it if the bad stuff's in there. So there are times where I've said, hey, be careful with these vaccines. There are people who have gotten very sick, paralyzed, dead. But I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-Big Pharma. But there is some sort of scam going on like nothing I've ever seen. Nothing I've ever seen. There's this need to demean and destroy and discredit everyone who mentions anything that's anti-Fauci, anti-Big Pharma, anti-vaccine. And the joke is, I haven't been terribly anti-Fauci. I haven't been terribly anti-Big Pharma. I haven't been terribly anti-vaccine. I merely ask questions, and I'm not always in love with them. And that's enough to set off the biggest liberal groups in America who are on an obsessed stalker war against Wayne Allyn Root. And they all want to destroy me because obviously I've become the biggest influencer, one of the top 10 in this country. Obviously, one of the reasons that is opening up is that I put together an 8,000 to 10,000 person protest caravan, the biggest in the history of the Strip. And we ended up, you know, driving past the governor's office. Obviously, it made all the news media, but the media downplayed how many people were there. But those who were there and the police who were there know exactly what happened. There's never been a rally that big other than a Trump rally in the history of Las Vegas involving politics. So obviously, when the governor overnight went from being, oh, we're never going to open, there's no even criteria to open, we're going to take our time to open, and within a matter of 2 weeks after my protest, and all the things I say on the radio, and all the commentaries I put out, and all the tweets and all the Facebook posts, all the social media, all of a sudden the governor completely does a 360, and suddenly we're reopening tomorrow. Restaurants, dine-in restaurants are reopening. And then you think about Trump and the Trump administration. They went from saying, Sweden's no good, don't praise Sweden, and Georgia's opening up, let me attack the governor of Georgia. Trump was doing things like that until I got on the air and I said, listen, buddy, I love you. You were the best president in history. I called you the GOAT, greatest of all time for the first 3 years. And you just got to be careful you don't blow it because you're losing your base. We got to get back to work. We're the ones that stopped working. We're the ones that have no income as long as the economy's closed. The rest of them are all on welfare. They're bums. All the Democrats are not going to vote for you. The people that vote for you are the ones being hurt by the closure. You got to get this economy open. And I've said it, and I've said it, and my columns were sent directly to the president again and again and again, and sent to President's son, Don Trump Jr., and sent to the president's spokesman, Hogan Gidley, sent to a couple of my friends who are best friends of the president, told me to hand-deliver them to the president, and suddenly President Trump, day and night, is saying we're going to reopen the economy, reopen the economy. Wayne Root has an outsized effect on what's happening in this country, and Media Matters and other liberal groups are trying to destroy my life because they realize that. Now, just keep in mind, think about what my life's like. I'm an American dream story. Never smoked in my life, never drank in my life, I've never done a drug in my life, have never even smoked pot in my life, never even ate a pot cookie in my life. I work out every day, I take 100 vitamin pills a day, I eat mostly organic diet, mostly keto high protein diet. I'm a great father, I have four beautiful kids, homeschooled my daughter to Harvard. Ask anyone who knows me, I'm a great guy, never make enemies with anyone other than the left, who obviously hates my guts and wants to destroy me. And I started out a son of a butcher with nothing, and in the United States of America, I made something of myself and became a very successful, successful small businessman, very successful media personality, very successful speaker about business around the world, and nobody ever said a bad thing about me. Then all of a sudden, I become a political guy, just like Trump. No one ever said a bad word about Trump. When he was on Celebrity Apprentice, no one had a bad thing to say about him. When he was a New York builder of skyscrapers, no one had a bad thing to say about him. When he was on Oprah, no one had a bad thing to say about him. As soon as he gets into Republican politics, he's a Nazi, he's Hitler. Now Wayne Root is suddenly a scam artist, because, according to Media Matters, because I had an advertiser that sold silver, who, by the way, to this day, I will say I take their products, and I love their products, and I feel their products have built my immune system, and that's why I don't get sick. That's it. I just talk about myself, what it does for me. And I truly believe in their product. I truly believe in vitamin C. I believe in vitamin D. Great new story out today at Fox News that vitamin D3 could be the big thing that can help build your immune system to prevent against disease, including what they said in the article, some of the problems going on in America today. And there's been tons of articles that hospitals in New York City are giving people intravenous vitamin C. For the first time ever, doctors are recognizing the power of intravenous vitamin C. And I talk about things like this and probiotics and kyolic garlic, and I talk about their effect in my life. And just for mentioning vitamins and nutritional supplements, drug companies don't like it because they think that's their competition. And none of those companies have to spend, none of those vitamin companies spend billions to prove. They won't let them spend money to prove that vitamins work. They're not allowed to make any claims. So God forbid something sounds like a claim. They come with guns drawn, SWAT teams, they close you down and steal your products. And they tried to tie Wade Root to it. I have nothing to do with it. I simply said, great product, I love this product. And by the way, they were my product before they became my advertiser. And I asked them to come on my show. And Media Matters thinks that makes me a criminal? Really? Are you kidding me? Are you joking? Really, go against me. I dare you. Whole Foods and Sprouts, the customers are mostly liberal Birkenstock wearers. Let's see how they feel about you going after vitamins and nutritional supplements when all the liberals who go to Whole Foods and Sprouts know they work. This would be, I don't know, I go to the vitamin store. I go to Sprouts or Whole Foods probably four times a week. In the last 3 months since coronavirus started, there is no vitamin C on the shelves at any store in all of Las Vegas. There's no vitamin C on the shelf. The shelves are empty. You can find almost any other vitamin, no vitamin C. I didn't look for vitamin D. I happen to order all my vitamins online. So I don't need to go to the store to buy my vitamins. But as I have tons of vitamin C. But if you go to the store to buy vitamin C, you can't find vitamin C. I'm betting you can't find silver either, although I have not looked at the silver aisle because I had all the silver I wanted from the company that advertised on my show. But the end result is, can you imagine, I mentioned Soros and what a bad guy he is in a brand new commentary yesterday. I read it on the show today. Media Matters, that's funded by George Soros, so Wikipedia says, comes out with a hit piece on me. Just like March 11th, I mentioned Soros on Newsmax TV, and 2 days later, Media Matters came out with a hit piece against me. It's amazing. Anything you say about George Soros, Media Matters goes after you, tries to destroy you, tries to slander you, tries to make you into a bad guy when I've been a great guy my whole life. Never done anything wrong in my life. Never got a parking ticket. Don't get speeding tickets. Love my kids. And Media Matters wants to make me into the devil because I had an advertiser that advertised silver. Oh, my gosh. This is the scam. And the question you have to ask is why? It's not just because Wayne Root is famous. It's not because Wayne Root is powerful. It's because they want to eliminate the competition of vaccines. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
America needs to go back to business soon, but in states like New York and California, the lockdowns could last months. Now, Newsmax TV is conducting an urgent national poll asking if you agree with lockdowns across the country. The Newsmax poll is also asking Americans what President Trump should do next. So let your voice be heard and vote in Newsmax's poll. It's simple to vote. Just text the word North to 39747 now. That's North to 39747. And then vote instantly, letting President Trump, Congress, and the media know your opinion. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV. It's the fastest growing cable news channel in America in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, Xfinity 1115, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum 102, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, Suddenlink 102, CenturyLink, Wow, and more. Tune in to Newsmax TV. And don't forget to vote in the Newsmax poll on the lockdowns and Trump. Just text the word North to 39747. That's 39747 today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. It's great. You know, Chris O'Sullivan is my man. He's got that Irish common sense. He spent the entire break telling me, Wayne, you're like Howard Stern, man. Everything you say makes people sit on the edge of their seats and say, what's Wayne going to say next? And the liberal media is complimenting you. They hate you. They're scared to death of you. The more they talk about you, the more people go look at what you have to say. And the more they call it crazy, the more people go look at what you have to say. And the more they look, the more most average people say, I like what the guy says, and you become more famous and more people listen to my show and more people read my commentary, so thank them, because they're doing you a favor of a lifetime, and it's a big compliment that they're all like Glenn Close and obsessed with you, and they boil bunnies on your kitchen stove. There's no question. Media Matters loves me. Media Matters boils bunnies on my kitchen stove. These people are crazy obsessed with me. And they're making me more and more famous. They keep talking about me. Can you imagine? There's a video out of a woman who used to work with Fauci. And it's like wildfire. Every conservative in America is passing it around to every conservative in America. And YouTube banned it and took it down. So somebody put it up on Facebook. And millions of people have watched it on Facebook. And so everybody, they can't get it in their hands fast enough. You liberals are so dumb. Anything you ban, everybody wants. And when you watch it, she says Fauci's a total, complete fraud. Fauci's a criminal. Everything he says, he's a criminal. That's what she says. That's never been what I say. So I merely put out a post, if I remember. I don't even have it in front of me. I think it basically said, look at this video. Judge for yourself what this woman's saying. I don't know if it's true or not. But you got to ask questions. You need to watch it. And that's what Media Matters put out a whole hit piece on today. That video is so terrible, and the people who believe in it are all terrible, and Wayne Root put out a post about it. Really, it's that important to you. You just made it a lot more important, you idiots. They called it the headline is, a coronavirus conspiracy theory film attacking vaccines has racked up millions of views and engagements on YouTube and Facebook. I don't know how to break this to you, Media Matters. I'll bet you half the people watching it are liberals, because every liberal friend I've got doesn't want their kids to get vaccines. Every liberal woman I know doesn't give vaccines to their children, or gives them very few. Those are the people that shop at Whole Foods. So I'm not quite sure why you're so confused, except that you're filled with money, obviously, from people who believe in Big Pharma and want to make billions of dollars, maybe even hundreds of billions, on vaccines. And they don't want anybody to ever ask a question. All I did was say, check out this video. The whole world's looking at it. I didn't even say I agreed with it. And what does she say in the video? The vaccines kill people. That Bill Gates vaccines kill people. And they're so quick to put Newsmax host and coronavirus grifter Wayne Allen Root put out widely followed tweets. Really? That's funny, because my tweets don't go anywhere anymore. 34 people see them because they're banned. But you put them out and said Wayne Root's tweets are being watched by everyone. No, they're only watched by liberal organizations like you. And by the way, I'm right about everything. That's why the liberal media is so nervous. Here's a headline. Despite pandemic and media bias, Trump is more popular than Obama on the same day of his presidency. Despite 95% of the media says Trump is terrible, he's awful, he's a murderer, he's Hitler. That's the nice stuff. And Trump's at 49% approval at Rasmussen today, and on the same day of his presidency, Obama was at 47, even though 90% plus the media loves him and says he's the greatest thing in the world. For 8 years, Obama was lower in popularity than Trump. So Trump isn't going to lose the election. He's going to win in a landslide, the same way I said from the beginning. You just can't beat Trump. I was right with my commentary yesterday, right? You can't beat Trump. And then Trump came out today and said Barack Obama and Joe Biden will be implicated in the Russian hoax. That's what Wayne Root's been saying for years. Obama's a criminal. How did I know? Because Obama was mad that Wayne Root said I was his college classmate at Columbia, and none of his classmates ever saw him at college. I never said he didn't go there. I don't know what the story is. I only told the truth. That's it. I reported I never saw him. And because of that, Obama got mad and he sicked the IRS on me and tried to destroy my life. You know what that makes him? A criminal. If you say bad things about Trump, doesn't matter how, even if you call him Hitler, and Trump calls up the IRS and says, go after him and ruin his life, Trump goes to prison. That's a crime. That's high crime by the President of the United States. Obama committed a high crime because he didn't like that Wayne Root got under his skin and told everyone that he was never seen at Columbia. Not that I didn't see him, that I spoke to hundreds of classmates and have yet to find one that ever even got a sighting of him. And he was so angry that he used the IRS to try and destroy me. That's a crime. So I know Obama's a criminal. I guarantee you he used every single government agency at his disposal to try and destroy Donald Trump and spy on Trump and slander Trump and put Trump in prison. That makes Obama a criminal. And I called it, baby. We'll be right back.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says testing for coronavirus has come a long way.
But what's happened with testing is incredible. So as of this morning, we've done 8.5 million tests. And yesterday alone, in one day, we did 300,000 tests. and that's an incredible tribute. And now they have the test where it takes you 5 minutes. That was a test that didn't even exist. Everything had to go to a lab. It would be sent to the lab, so it takes a day, and then it takes another day. But it takes you 3, 4, 5 days if they do a good job.
The April unemployment rate rose to 14.7%. All that being said, your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 455 points to finish at 24,331. The S&P was up 48. The NASDAQ added 141. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. There's a lot of things I've been right about. What I've been rampaging about for 3 months, then I'll get to our esteemed guest, Alan Dershowitz, in just a second. I just want to mention that I've said over and over again for 3 months that this idea to close down the economy is not only economic suicide for every small business in America, economic suicide for all the employees, but it's also economic suicide for the states, even the liberal Democrat governors that are closing down their states and keeping them closed. There will be zero tax revenue. How do you pay Social Security? How do you pay pensions? How do you pay for bridges and highways? How do you pay for food stamps and unemployment? How do you pay for anything if there is no tax revenue? And sure enough, an article's about out right now, states face economic death spiral from coronavirus. There's no tax revenue coming in. You slit your own throats. You can't close an economy. It destroys everyone's life. All right, I'll get into that more in depth after this interview, but I want to get to Alan Dershowitz, who's standing by, one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, professor at Harvard Law School for 50 years now, emeritus professor at Harvard Law School. Latest book, Guilt by Accusation, number one bestseller on Amazon. It is free as a Kindle book on Amazon, so go check it out. A Kindle book on Amazon, free. Guilt by Accusation by Alan Dershowitz. Mr. Dershowitz, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Well, thank you so much. I've been looking forward to being interviewed by you.
Well, I always look forward to having you on the show because you're one of the few liberal Democrats in the world I love. So you have common sense. You're not, you know, we don't have to agree on every issue, but you're very respectful and you have great common sense. And even when I disagree with you, I appreciate the incredible articulate way that you argue it. So either way, you get a smile out of me. So in any case, let's talk a little bit about something that's been bothering me, which is that there are a lot of governors in this country who have closed their states and closed their economies and ordered businesses closed. And I felt from the beginning that it was a civil rights issue. You don't have a right to close my business, A, and B, it's kind of like, you know, in the 1960s when they said separate but equal. You know, a black kid can go to school, but it's got to be a different school. Well, that's terrible. That's separate but equal, and we prove that's not fair. Well, if you say Costco can open, and you say supermarkets can open, and you say pharmacies can open, and you say pot shops can be open in Las Vegas, and pawn stores can be open, but the rest of you can't be open because it's life or death. If I'm willing to abide by the same guidelines as the pot store and the pawn store in Costco, how can you stop me from being open? It seems to me they violated the civil rights of a lot of small businesses in my state and many other states. I wanted to get your take on that.
And there's an even more fundamental issue, and that is governors are taking over the role of legislatures.
Mm-hmm.
Governors are not allowed to make law. They are supposed to enforce the law. The legislature is supposed to make the law. Legislatures have been abdicating their responsibility, and governors have been setting out rules. Governors shouldn't be making rules. Now, every state permits governors to declare a state of emergency or martial law in extraordinary circumstances, but it's unlikely that those criteria have been met in all of these cases. And, you know, we live in a federalist society, so the power is divided many ways. It's divided first between the states and the federal government. If you have, for example, a hurricane on the coast, that's clearly a state issue. On the other hand, when you do have a virus that crosses state lines, that's more of a federal issue. So that's two divisions. Then we have three divisions within every state and the federal government: legislative, executive, and judicial. And it's the legislature that's supposed to make the law. They're supposed to be the ones that say, you have to be within 6 feet or 8 feet or 20 feet, 14 days or 20 days, 15 days. They're supposed to make those decisions. And then the governors are supposed to enforce the law through the police. And I suspect that in a lot of these cases, like the Texas case where they put a woman in jail and the Texas Supreme Court let her out, I suspect when it comes to court, I think prosecutors are going to have a hard time enforcing these criminal penalties which have never been enacted by the legislature. You can't put somebody in jail because the governor says so. You know, we often hear a mistake for the president to sometimes describe as our commander-in-chief. He's not. He's the commander-in-chief of the United States Armed Forces. But the president can't tell me or you what to do. He can't make laws. He can tell the military what to do, but he can't tell civilians. A fortiori, governors, mayors really can't tell us what to do unless the legislature has authorized them to do it. So that's the first hurdle we get, and then you get this arbitrary application. Let me give you another example of arbitrary application. You know, people are today dying in prison. 80-year-olds, 85-year-olds who have a couple of years to go on their sentence are going to die in prison. There's a higher likelihood today you will die in prison if you're sentenced to imprisonment than if you are sentenced to the death penalty. If you're sentenced to the death penalty, it's very unlikely you'll actually be executed, even in Texas, which has a very high rate of execution compared to other states. Texas, Florida, and California at the most. But, you know, you get the death sentence, you're unlikely to die. You're 80 years old, and you're in Butner, a federal prison, where they haven't released anybody. And there have been cases of coronavirus. You're going to die, and you weren't sentenced to death. You weren't sentenced to illness. And, you know, Avenatti gets out because, you know, he's famous. And other people who are 80 years old stay in. It's so arbitrary, and the closings are arbitrary, as you said. I had a guy call me, a minister. He said, I can't get my people to come to church, but the porn store down the block, that's right, an essential service. So, it's so arbitrary. That's why legislatures are supposed to do it, and not governors or mayors or other executive officials.
Well, that's why I've said on the air, we're talking with Alan Dershowitz, one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, and I think that's an understatement. He's the most celebrated lawyer in America. But I've said many times on this show, Alan, that I believe it's time for class action lawsuits. I wrote commentaries about it. I said it's time for, you know, and there should be, I know, and I want one in Nevada. There haven't been up till now, but I'm hoping there start to be class action suits to get the economy open and to get civil rights that are in the United States Constitution that should be protecting small business owners, you know, to make sure that they are out there for the public to succeed. You know, you can't succeed if your store is closed and the governor says, sorry, I won't allow you to feed your children. I just don't think that's right.
Well, you know, in 1970, I wrote a series of articles about how the American courts would respond if we ever had a major emergency. I was thinking then more of a nuclear attack, a major terrorist attack like 9/11. And I wrote a series of articles about what would happen. And my research demonstrated that courts are generally willing to defer to the executive authority and the legislative authority when there's a real emergency and the restrictions are tailor-fit to the emergency. But if they go beyond what's necessary for the emergency, courts will, in fact, intervene. And, you know, throughout our history, we've seen emergencies declared. President Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus. Other presidents, President Roosevelt, others have done this. The courts have generally sustained them, but this is a different situation. And I think class action lawsuits are certainly permissible under our Constitution. I think a number of them have been filed. And the courts have to strike, first legislatures, but then courts, the appropriate balance between the public health concerns and the interests of the economy. And it will be struck differently in different parts of the country. If it's in Wyoming, it's very different than if it's in Manhattan. And, you know, Manhattan shouldn't be opening so quickly. Wyoming, maybe yes. And,
right. No, I get it. I agree.
The question is,
I agree.
That balance?
You can't treat the whole country the same. Right. Can't you tell what you're saying? But let me ask you this, because I see this as a common sense issue, too, and this is the conservative in me, but it's really common sense. You and I might disagree. I don't even know if you do or not, but I'm very anti-illegal immigration. I'm very pro-immigration, but anti-illegal immigration. If you just can't just break into a country and say, I belong here. But, okay, let's forget that. I don't want to have a liberal-conservative debate about illegal immigration, but what I think is common sense is you can't say, we live in a sanctuary city in Dallas, and we don't arrest illegals, but you arrest a store owner and put her in prison while you're ignoring the crimes committed by illegals. To me, that's a common sense issue.
I agree with you. As a liberal, I don't favor illegal immigration. I can imagine extreme situations like during the Holocaust when people came into the country, or when the Cuban Revolution occurred. People just swam here. They did anything to get out of Cuba because they were going to get killed. I can imagine that situation. But today, you get online. You wait online. There is a process by which you can become a citizen, and I'm not in favor of illegal immigration, and I'm not in favor of sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities are illegal. Let's be clear about that.
Right.
Supremacy clause of the Constitution says that when there's a conflict between state law, federal law, and the federal issue must prevail. The supremacy clause of the Constitution says basically we live in a national unity government, and the federal government determines immigration policy. And if you don't like it, well, try to get a change. But you can't refuse to enforce federal law if that's what federal law says, just because your state disagrees. Now, you know, an individual can refuse to turn in an illegal alien, but the police to have a policy,
right,
the mayor to have a policy, just is not consistent with the supremacy clause of the Constitution.
Hey, Alan, you hear the music. Radio goes way too fast, but I had you scheduled for one segment. Could you possibly stay and just do one more segment so we could get your book?
Of course.
Oh, good, good. Because I want to get to the allegations against Tara Reid. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Alan and I have a mutual admiration society going. Love the guy. I think he's great. Alan Dershowitz, our favorite liberal lawyer, one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, professor at Harvard Law School for 50 years now, emeritus professor at Harvard Law School. Latest book, Guilt by Accusation, number one bestseller on Amazon, free as a Kindle book on Amazon. I recommend you go there right now. We're taking a break. Go there. Go to Amazon. Get the Kindle book for free. Great stuff by Alan Dershowitz. We'll be back with more discussing Tara Reid and their accusations against Joe Biden. And I may yet convince Alan Dershowitz he's really a conservative. We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root here. It's a different world in so many ways. When you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. Can you believe it? You've heard of the N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use the N95, don't we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria too? So a highly recommended mask that gives nearly the same protection is Boomer Natural's 30-day face mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. It's very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and they come in adult and children sizes, and very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Here's what's really great. The mask can be used up to 30 days. Many masks are only good for one day, making it very costly over time. Order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on any order over $50. That's BoomerNaturals.com, a U.S.-based company wanting the very best health for you and your loved ones. That's code WARRADIO20 at checkout. Save 20%. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I love when I get texts and emails in the breaks of the show. I just want to read you one from a fan who I consider one of the most intellectual fans of this show. He says, "The most entertaining, spontaneous radio show on air in the country. Your show is like high school lunchtime crack fight meets a mafia gang war meets right conservative spontaneity. Nothing like it. How about that? No holds barred. After listening to your show, everything else is boring." All right. Enough with the mafia stuff. I just thought that's funny that somebody would think of that. Alan Dershowitz is on the line, one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, and my favorite, I used to say liberal lawyer, but Alan has outed himself. He's not a liberal anymore. As a matter of fact, you're going to have a new book coming out, correct, Alan?
Yeah, I'm still a liberal, but I'm a liberal in the traditional sense of the word. I'm not a left-wing liberal.
A libertarian liberal.
I'm a libertarian and civil libertarian as well. That's why I was so happy when the government dropped the charges against General Flynn. Every civil libertarian should have been thrilled at that. It was a scandal that he was ever prosecuted. And I predicted back in 2018 that the charges against him would be thrown out.
Fantastic. And by the way, another one of my fans sent an email in the break and wanted me to ask you a question. They wanted me to ask you what your thought is about liberal Democrats, in the sense of the word, as in Nancy Pelosi is a liberal, what their intent with this whole new legislation coming up is to try and create email or mail balloting, where you just send someone a ballot in the mail, and they could just email in their vote, and nobody's checking their ID. How do you feel about things like that? Because obviously, as a conservative, I'm very much against it. I think it equals voter fraud.
Well, let's see. If it produces fraud, we can't have it. We have to have backups. We have to have ways of making sure there's no voter fraud, but we have to make sure there's an election. Let's take the God forbid scenario. Let's assume that the virus is so bad in November that you can't expect people to come to the polls. What are you going to do? Under the Constitution, you can't put off the election. The president stops being president on January 20th at noon, no matter what happens. We have to figure out alternatives. I had suggested appointing a distinguished commission chaired by a former justice of the Supreme Court, maybe Justice Kennedy or somebody, who would provide guidance as to how we could deal with a catastrophic situation where people can't go to the polls to vote. Look, obviously, emails, very risky, hard copy mails less so, but what if the Postal Service can't operate? I think we really have to face this possibility and make sure that we can have an election, because not having an election is simply not a conceptual alternative. In
right, but they also want ballot harvesting. When I look at what ballot harvesting did in California, Alan Dershowitz, there were six Republican congressmen in Orange County leading on election night, and all six lost when suddenly hundreds of thousands of new ballots were handed in, and all they ever had to do was go out and collect ballots. Maybe everyone they went door-to-door signed them and let you fill them out as the Democrat Party, and then you hand in a box with 100,000 ballots, and the guy's up by 80,000 on election night, and a week later, he's lost. There's so much rampant fraud in this.
Well, that's a crime, obviously. We can't allow that to happen. We have to have election commissions and election monitors of non-biased people, non-partisan people, making sure there are no fraudulent votes, and also that there are no efforts to try to stop people from voting. That's a problem as well. We have to make sure that the lines aren't long, 2.5 hours, as they are sometimes in Florida, and that everybody gets the right to vote once if you're a citizen and you're eligible. Everybody
right,
can agree
right.
on that.
I
How
can't argue on
out,
that.
That's a hard question. Yeah.
Can't argue on that. I want everyone to vote once, but I don't want them to vote twice and three times, and I don't
that's
want
right.
illegal aliens to vote.
And
I don't want people...
And they have to be alive to vote.
Right, exactly.
Like you in the old days, they would go to the cemetery.
Alive in Chicago.
Yeah.
Alive in Chicago. All right, so your new book is Guilt by Accusation, and it's about the false allegations against you. And we've discussed this on the show before. So tell me about Tara Reid. When she makes those claims of sexual abuse by Joe Biden, and the Democratic Party instantly says, we don't believe a word you say, even though, you know, the Me Too movement is kind of a liberal Democrat thing, they believe every word every woman says, except when it's against Joe Biden. Seems like a conflict there.
Well, it's clearly conflict. It's believe women except when they testify against Democrats. Don't believe women when they testified against Bill Clinton. Don't believe women when they are testifying against Joe Biden. I have a column coming out in which I say don't believe women or men. Believe the evidence. Look at the evidence. The idea that we believe women that somehow they have a genetic predisposition to tell the truth and men have a genetic predisposition to lie is the same as if they used to do in the Deep South, where they give an instruction to the jury, if there's a white and a black witness, believe the white witness.
Right.
White witnesses tell the truth, black witnesses don't.
Right.
We can't
obviously
have that.
Wrong.
We can't
right.
say women tell the truth. But in this case, we have to look hard at the evidence. She has some corroboration. There are some inconsistencies in her story. Joe Biden should open up all the files. People should look into everything and see if there's any corroboration at all. And only when all the evidence is in can we make a wise decision.
And I'll tell you why I'm starting to believe in her now. And it's not because I'm a conservative and I want Trump to win re-election. It's not. It's because she just said, I guess in an interview that's coming out, she said that she would take a polygraph if Biden takes one too, and she would agree to be cross-examined under oath as long as Biden agrees to too. That, to me, sounds like a woman who's telling the truth. And I would love Biden to say, I'll take it. I'll take it. Let's both take it. Let's see what happens.
I think that would make some sense. But, you know, people are not prosecuted for making up stories. In my case, and I tell the story in my book.
Hey, Alan, we're gonna run out. It's the news break, and we've only got 15 seconds to go. I got to cut you off. But Alan Dershowitz, Guilt by Accusation, his latest book. Get a free copy, Kindle copy, on Amazon right now. Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.